When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If there's one thing we know how to do here in Appalachia, it's telling tales. And that's only natural, because we got a lot of folklore all its own, made up of monsters, ghosts, jacktails, and a whole lot more. Sit back and listen now as we tell you all the lore of these mountains. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia.
Today is a milestone for the Mountain Lore podcast. It's our 100th episode. And folks, because of that, we have a surprise for you. Back to join me via Zoom is my long-lost co-host, Gina.
Hey! How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. Long time no see.
I know, right? It has been forever. I'm missing it and glad we're back. Well, so to speak.
Well, you're back electronically. That's right. A good thing there, we can say at least.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of these days, the COVID will be done and we'll be back to normal.
Yay. It's nice to talk to somebody not wearing a mask and not having to wear a mask while I'm talking to you.
All right. Well, no masks today, just some good stories. And yeah. Gina, we've got a story about a woman in black.
In black.
Yeah. Now, many tales have been told of this mysterious woman. In fact, Gina, this is probably one of the more persistent bits of folklore told throughout Appalachia. And today we're going to share some of those stories with our listeners. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, these tales of the woman in black have appeared throughout Appalachian history, but for some reason, they peaked in the early part of the 20th century. Southwest Virginia appears to have been the epicenter for that string of sightings. On May 2nd, 1902, a Mr. E.B. McDonald of Pocahontas, Virginia, near the West Virginia border, happened to spot a woman in black alongside a road where he'd been walking. Now, he didn't report if she'd spoken with him or not, but apparently the experience was so unnerving that Mr. McDonald made sure that from that day forward, Gina, he had a pocket full of rocks with which to defend himself from the apparition.
Good gracious.
Now, E.B. McDonald had a reason to be afraid, because less than 3 months earlier, a woman in black had mysteriously arrived in Bristol, Virginia, and had proceeded to scare the bejesus out of folks. Now, she'd come out at night, appearing out of nowhere as a ghostly apparition at times, and as a normal-looking woman at others. It was said that at times she'd run up to married men and embrace them, giving them passionate kisses. Then at other times she'd yell at the men, telling them to get back home where they belonged and pay attention to their marriage vows.
This was in Bristol, Rob.
This was in Bristol. And this went on for several weeks, until the Bristol police managed to find and arrest the woman in black. Now, I'd presume, Gina, that would have been at a time when she was in human form and not as a spirit. Well, fearing that this woman would somehow manage to use her powers to escape, the police made sure to lock her securely behind iron bars and to manacle her to a heavy chain that was securely fastened to her bunk bed. Now, that should have done the trick, don't you think?
Well, I would think, yeah.
No, no, it didn't.
Oh, I forgot what story we were telling.
Well, about midnight on the day she was arrested and restrained, an officer Stoffel came by to check on her, only to find the woman in black missing from her cell. All he found were the manacles and chains laying in a heap on the floor, still fastened to that bunk bed.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's another little bit for you. Ready for this one?
Yep.
Several Bristol police officers had been in the room right next to her cell that night, but none had heard so much as a whisper from that cell holding the woman in black. She had vanished as mysteriously as she had arrived in Bristol.
How about that?
Had the Bristol police only looked across the state line with Tennessee, they might have found that missing woman, for within days, she apparently showed up in Elizabethton.
Huh.
She was reported to be living, if that's what ghosts do, in a cemetery near a place called the Rabbit Ranch. And on the night of February 20th, 1902, James DeLoach and Lawson Edmondson were outside when the woman in black suddenly appeared to them at about 6 o'clock. The two had been walking by the cemetery when the woman in black suddenly came up behind them. Mr. Edmondson saw her first, at which point he grabbed his companion by the arm and turned him around so that he could see what Edmondson saw. A woman with long, bony hands draped from head to foot in black, pointing at the two men. Well, that was enough for James DeLoach, who reached for his hat and hightailed it home as fast as his legs could carry him, Lawson right behind him, followed by the mysterious woman in black. And according to the two men, her feet never seemed to touch the ground, but instead seemed to tread the air.
Ooh.
As she pursued them, she made not a sound. She only reached her long, bony hands out as if to grab them. Then suddenly, she disappeared as quickly as she'd appeared minutes earlier. Mr. Edmondson was so scared he never went home that night, leaving his wife there by herself. Now that begs the question that if this happened, did that really happen, or was he just doing something that night that he didn't want his wife to know about?
Yeah, why would you be so scared that you didn't go home? That seems like that'd be the place you'd go instead of hanging out wherever. Okay.
Well, the woman in black then showed up in Lynchburg, Virginia, near Roanoke. Around Halloween 1902, she was seen in the neighborhood of 14th and Fillmore Streets by a young man. Now, this young man ran to find help, an African-American man who he convinced to help him chase her. When they reached the spot where the boy had seen the woman in black, she had vanished without a trace. Now, police reported other sightings of the woman in the area, describing her as being a headless woman dressed all in black. And that's where she kind of disappeared for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
She next appears in Graham, Virginia, 13 years later, in August 1915. Several folks reported spotting the woman in black in and around Graham, a tiny little community in Tazewell County, Virginia, near Bluefield. This time, the lady didn't keep quiet. Instead, she was running the men and boys of Graham off the street at night, ordering them to go back home and stay out of trouble. According to local authorities, she was not needed and certainly not wanted in Graham. Pretty soon, though, she left Graham and headed north to Winchester, Virginia. And it was there in January 1917 that reports of a mysterious woman in black who would jump out from behind bushes and trees in the dark and grab passersby started to spread. Well, one night, a fellow named Maynard Clouser, a mailman, was passing a lonely spot in the west end of Winchester. As he did so, the woman in black jostled him. Clouser removed his coat so he could fight the woman. Now, he wasn't going to run, but he noticed that once he got that coat off, she'd vanished into thin air. It was reported that parties were formed to hunt for the woman, but she was never seen there again. Now, the woman made an appearance once before, in 1873 in Nashville, Tennessee, where she was reported to sleep all day and come out at night, walking backwards in a ghostly fashion. Now, she never would speak to anyone, even if they addressed her. And this woman happened to have a child with her, a little boy, and was often spotted on Gay Street in the downtown part of Nashville. Well, in On one occasion, she appeared to a young man who was crossing over a suspension bridge in the city. He spoke to her, but she remained silent. He spoke louder, but to no avail. She kept moving toward him, and the closer she got, the more like a ghost she seemed to be, almost as if she really wasn't there. Well, Gina, that was enough for the young man who, according to newspaper reports, quote, fled incontinently, end quote. In other words, he did his business all over himself.
Poor guy.
Well, all this ended the saga of the woman in black, at least for a time. She's been reported off and on throughout Appalachia since then, the most recent time being in 2014, when a woman in black was spotted walking alongside Tennessee highways from Chattanooga to Kingsport. And during a one-week period, she was seen in Saudi Daisy, near Chattanooga, along Tennessee Highway 30 in Ray County, at the Dayton Walmart, as well as in Cleveland, Bakewell, and even all the way over in Lebanon. She was actually stopped by a police officer in Kingsport, Tennessee. When the officer asked where she was going, she simply reported that she was headed to Winchester, Virginia, and that she was from an Islamic country and had worked at the Pentagon. Well, the officer gave her a ride to the Virginia state line and dropped her off, wishing her well. And the next day, she was seen walking alongside the road in Dayton, Tennessee, 184 miles southwest of Kingsport. And that's the last report of the mysterious woman in black for now.
You know, I'm old enough to remember that one in Kingsport. I think I remember seeing her go walking through Weber City, Virginia.
Really?
And that, I'm pretty sure I remember that. I certainly do remember the stories around her. There was such a mystery there that nobody could figure out. But I didn't remember them seeing her near Chattanooga. What, the next day?
The very next day, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was all over the place. And I remember that, too, because it was on all the news stations all over East Tennessee. Yeah. So there you go, our 100th episode. What do you think about that? 100 of these things that we've done. I can't believe it. We made it this far.
I can't either. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. Welcome back. We're going to try to work a little bit with your microphone and see if we can get something that makes it sound like you're in the same studio with me, but it doesn't matter. Either way, we're glad to have you back, Gina.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here and looking forward to more of this.
Okay, another 100 episodes.
Yeah.
And folks, that's the tale of the woman in black, another bit of the mountain lore from this place we call home, Appalachia. Thanks for listening. Till next we meet, y'all take care. And, by the way, sweet dreams, podcast listeners.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.